T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, the line here for the game on Sunday, Eagles 3-point road favorites, 3.5 in some spots, but for the most part, 3-point road favorites against the Bucs. I think it's an interesting line. It tells me a little bit that Las Vegas doesn't necessarily think or doesn't think that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to duplicate what he did or replicate what he did last week against New Orleans. I think he will have some success just because his skill guys, his wide receivers are very talented. He's got 3 of them. But ultimately, Ryan Fitzpatrick more or less is going to morph back into Ryan Fitzpatrick. A couple of key mistakes.
I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. The only thing that separates Ryan Fitzpatrick and Nick Foles is Nick Foles had 2 of the best games of his life in last year's postseason. Like, be honest. That's what separates them.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has been in the league longer. Probably has.
Doesn't have the same attribute. He's not as big as Nick.
Well, similar stats as far as interceptions and TDs and completion percentage and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, when you think of Ryan Fitzpatrick, you think you wouldn't want him being the starter of your team, but you'd like for him to be the backup of your team. Kind of like
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, yeah. And we had somebody say it yesterday, and we have some people on our staff that are saying there's really no difference from Nick Foles than Ryan Fitzpatrick. But the
difference is he won the Super Bowl.
That's the difference. But for this week, I mean, is the Super Bowl going to factor into anything
this week? Who's playing better right now?
Fitzpatrick by far.
Okay.
Fitzpatrick by far.
Okay.
Last week.
Yeah.
All right, last week.
Well, when you want me to go back to February? He wasn't playing in February, which has nothing to do with this week.
No.
I mean, if I want an indicator of what could happen Sunday, I got to go to the most recent games they played in.
You do.
So, okay then. So, Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing better than Nick Foles right now.
As Elliot Short Park said earlier when he joined us, you look at the record and the results of Fitzpatrick when he has one of those games, and he has a bad game.
Sure. Nobody wants to look at Nick Foles' records or anything like that. That's why I keep saying y'all keep focusing in on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You know who I'm focused on?
Who? It sounds like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who?
Doug.
Well, then start telling me about Doug.
Well, no, I'm focused on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You're telling me how bad Ryan Fitzpatrick is. The guy just went to New Orleans and out-dueled Drew Brees in his house.
Right. He won't do that this week.
Okay, well.
He will not. You know why? Because he's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I know. See, there you go. Just that's the only answer you got is that he's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And welcome back. Cotter is the coach. Dirk Cotter is the coach, right?
Yeah.
And we have Doug Peterson. Mm-hmm. This is a Doug game. This is a Doug Peterson game. This is Nick Foles got to perform. He definitely has to perform, no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But Doug has the task this week of coming in and saying, "How do I get this guy comfortable? What am I game planning? What's the big picture? What am I doing?
How much more can I dig into the playbook? I didn't try to get him comfortable last week. I didn't call plays to his liking last week.
He had a bad first half, and this
Who?
Is Doug did. I didn't like what he did in the first half. It wasn't effective. Too much Darren Sproles. He was trying too hard last week.
Whoa. Darren Sproles had 5 carries.
All right.
So how's it? I mean,
it's 5 carries too much, or 4 carries too much, probably. You didn't think there was too much Darren Sproles last week early?
I don't think he should have gotten the ball when they're on the 2-yard line. I wouldn't have started Darren Sproles at running back. But let's not act as if we gave a ball to Sprozy 20 times in the first half and that was the game plan.
Did you think Doug was effective in the first half last week?
No, I thought Nick was ineffective. You keep going to Doug. Nick has been ineffective.
Ben, did you think Doug had a great first half last week as a coach with what we've seen?
The plays don't work when the players don't execute them. Then the coach's play calls look like, I don't know.
I didn't think he had a strong week. A little bit better in the second half. I didn't think he had that strong of a week.
Who had a worse week last week, Ben? Doug Peterson?
Nick.
Or Nick? Okay, then.
Okay.
Okay, then.
And Doug's
not really, he's not really much of a measuring stick there.
Okay, then.
Yeah, Nick didn't have a great week. But here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Ertz didn't have a great week. All right?
Okay.
Goddard didn't have a great week.
Okay.
The wide receivers didn't have a great week.
What about the 2 he threw into the chest of the Falcons that they dropped?
Yeah, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. Nick in Perkasie. Hi, Nick.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy? Nick?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Not good.
I just got to say this. I think people are underestimating from our opponent last week because the Falcons are a way better team than Tampa. Way better.
It's a great point.
Foles.
Not right now, they aren't.
Looked horrible against Atlanta. I'm not going to hold back on that. I think he's an underdog. And what did Lane, Chris, and Jason Kelce say about Hungry Dog?
Oh, here we go. Back to the Super Bowl.
I think Bowles is going to come out and prove all the doubters wrong.
How are they underdogs
exactly right.
when they're the one favorite?
Yeah.
They're favorite.
I don't know. I think
they're favorite in the game.
You're comparing Fitz to Nick Foles. And Foles just won the Super Bowl.
There we go. I know it.
Yeah.
Who looks more like a Super Bowl quarterback right now?
Fitz going week one, yeah.
Well, that's all I got to go off of.
Yeah, but hold on. Yeah. But Fitz, he doesn't look like a Super Bowl quarterback because he's Fitzpatrick.
He didn't look like a Super Bowl quarterback.
No, he did. Because he could do
did
that
you
for
watch
a week.
The game?
It doesn't matter.
Did
it's
you
one
watch
week.
The game?
Yeah, I did. Well, Red Zone.
Well, okay,
the game.
Then he looked like a Super Bowl
I watched
quarterback.
The highlights. This time she looked pretty good.
Yeah, I know he did.
Yeah.
I know he looked pretty good last week.
That was the Falcons Super Bowl. We played him and beat him in the divisional.
Yeah, and guess what? This will be the Bucks Super Bowl. Every game the Eagles play in will be the Super Bowl for the other team.
Exactly, because we're the Super Bowl champs. We got a target on our back.
Yep. So are we underdogs or are we the hunted?
We're the hunted underdogs, I guess.
Exactly, okay. Nick. Oh, okay. Good answer. Good
hunted
answer.
Hunted underdogs.
Ben, what do you think? We have Phillies tickets. It's the Phillies Friday.
Give him tickets. I beat him up pretty good. Good job,
good
Nick.
Good job, Nick. He stood strong.
Yeah. Strong chin.
Yeah, strong chin. But see, like, I know how you come back at me, and when you do it, I'm like, well, I mean, you have a good point. But I don't feel like that nationally the league looks at Nick Foles as they know he won the Super Bowl. They know what he did in the Super Bowl. But I don't think they look at him on a weekly basis like this week and be like, oh, bleep, we're scared of Nick Foles because of what the other stuff they've seen, right? So I don't think the Tampa Bay's coming in here, the defense is coming in here thinking like, oh, we got our hands full with Nick Foles. To the contrary, I think they're coming in here being like, yeah, let's get him. And maybe they think it's going to be a little bit easier than it actually could be.
No, and I think they're thinking we got the defending Super Bowl champs coming in here. And forget about what Nick Foles looked like last week. We know what he's capable of doing. They also have a couple players on the team who know Nick Foles and what he's capable of doing.
You're right about that.
Tampa will be ready to play Sunday. You guys still haven't gotten used to being the big show when you come to town. Like, the Eagles are going to get everyone's best shot. Doesn't mean they're going to lose the games, but to think a team is somehow going to overlook the Eagles or come in overconfident against the Eagles, you're crazy.
Defense might.
You're crazy if you think the Eagles coming in, if a team is coming in overconfident.
You think the
Eagles.
You see Nick Foles play last week?
Yeah.
You see him play in the preseason? You don't think there's some guys on that defense that saw that and said, oh, man, he stinks right now?
No, I don't think so.
888-729-9494.
To answer your own question.
Yeah.
You think the Eagles players are saying Ryan Fitzpatrick stinks? He can't do that again?
No.
Okay, then.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know it's good.
But you want them motivated against Fitzpatrick.
No, my point is that the idea of the perception of someone, no, they're going to look on film and see how the Bucs played offensively, and they better be prepared to play Sunday.
And they're going
to
adjust.
And the Bucs, because the Eagles don't have the advantage of somebody overlooking them or being too confident against them. They are defending Super Bowl champions. You're not going to get a team that looks like, Nick Foles is back there. We got this game won. No, the guy outdueled Tom Brady.
Let me,
he outdueled Tom Brady, and I'm waiting on him to outduel someone else instead of being carried.
My friend just texted me.
Can't put the pressure on the Eagles' defense all the time. Sometimes the Super Bowl MVP needs to step up. As simple as that.
He's going
to
step up this week.
Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to get two things that's going to happen Monday if this game don't turn out right. Everybody will be calling saying Carson needs to get back right now.
Yep.
Or people will be turning on Nick Foles. That's what's going to happen.
Yes and yes.
Okay, then.
Agreed.
And that's why he needs to step up.
My friend Mike wants to know if this is Conklin in the studio doing an Ike Reese impersonation. We people calling you on. We have a, Bill says you're an imposter.
Not imposter. I just keep it real.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.